Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson joining us today. Our wheat market's been up a little bit this week. He's going to explain what he sees in the market that has caused it to go a little bit stronger. Also with us today to talk a little bit about the latest WASDE report, the supply-demand numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Kim, let's start with the market performance this week.
This week, wheat prices increased about 20 cents a bushel. The basis on the nearby contract was down a nickel. If you're looking at the harvest contract, that basis increased from about a minus 50 to a minus 60 cents under the KC July wheat contract price. If you use a 485 July contract price, it gives you about $4.25 for harvest delivered wheat. The WASDE report for March was also released. There was no change in the U.S. wheat supply and demand situation. However, the market analysts were expecting the USDA to lower exports few million bushels and increase ending stocks. USDA said they expect exports for wheat to increase as we get into the spring months, and so they didn't lower it. You look at the world situation, the world wheat production was lowered and world wheat consumption was lowered. The net impact was about a 50 million bushel lower in world ending stocks. I think that the good news there is that at least it's in the right direction. And talking to a market analyst, they're talking about the low prices, about prices being below cost production. They're warning producers that this could stay into effect for the next couple of years and for producers to prepare for this from a financial standpoint. We know that what's going to cause the wheat prices to go back up, it's going to be weather, it's going to be loss of a crop. Hopefully, when we lose some crops, that's going to be in the foreign production areas so that we can have relatively good yields, good production in this part of the world with relatively high prices. You go back to 2008, it took 2 years for the market to clear these low prices. 08 and 09 prices were low, 09, 010. Remember when it happened, when prices went up, they started up on the last day of July of 2010. Within 3.5 months, we increased the price $3. Then we lost the Southern Hemisphere crop. We got another $3. If you look at 2012-13, in that time period, we had a $3 increase. That price increase started in mid-August. So I think the story is here. We've got relatively low prices. We've got them below the cost of production. I probably wouldn't forward contract anything. I'd wait and see what prices were at harvest. If they're low, I'd hold into the fall and winter, knowing that a price is going to go up. It's going to be later in the year. And I'd make sure that I could also afford, say, a 50-cent price drop if those foreign crops come in higher than expected.
Darrell, you alluded to the fact that we are below the cost of production right now, but some folks are thinking that maybe that we're going to be stuck in this current price range for quite some time. And in fact, some pundits have talked about the idea that this might be our new normal as far as grain prices are concerned. What say you?
There's some talk in the market that we're going to have a new normal price. You know, we've talked about that over the last, you know, since the prices increased in 2010, we've talked about what is our average market price. You know, I've got it around $6 to $6.50. Right now, there's market analysts saying, are we going to have a new normal down here around $4, $3.75 to $4.25? I don't think so, because I don't think the nitrogen, the input costs are going to come down so that the cost of production is less than $3.75 a bushel. And if we're not going to produce wheat if we don't make a profit doing it. And so, no, I don't think current prices are the new normal. I think that new normal may be more in the $5.25 to $5.50 range, but I don't think it's down at the $4 level.
We're starting to get weekly crop weather updates with our crop ratings for wheat for winter canola here for 2016. A slight drop from the February numbers to the 1st of March numbers. Does that worry you at this point?
Wheat's in relatively good condition. The hard red winter wheat, the soft red winter wheat, you know, they lowered it 2%. That's insignificant right now. I think we've got moisture in the crop. It's going to depend on timely rains. You know, the weather people are talking about going from El Nino to La Nina, but they're talking about that happening in the June, July, August time period. We're already going to have this crop in the bin. I think you look at the weather forecast on out. I think you look at current crop conditions. I think if you'll look at soil moisture conditions, we're really sitting in relatively good position for crop, for yields, and for production. And I think the producers have taught me over time that they'd rather have a high production and low price rather than a high price and low production, because if you don't have a product to sell, you can't make a profit.
Finally, Kim, you alluded to the fact that we do need some quantity as far as this crop is concerned, but I know there's always the underlying worry about enough protein to make sure we've got a high-quality crop as well.
That's one thing we're worrying about, is that the quality of the product that we're putting in the bin. If we have a large crop with relatively low protein or poor milling characteristics, then we're going to see the basis like we saw it back in 2009 and 10, where it was, you know, $1 to $1.30 to $1.40 below the July contract rather than the current 60 cents. So we could take another 40 to 60 cents off the current price with the futures price staying where it is, simply because of a poor quality crop. We've got to have a quality product in the bin.
Great stuff as always from our friend Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist at Oklahoma State University. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.